So we want to see him naked in this assembly. So see the great Krishna. Wow, story is very nice. How Krishna protect him? He is the worst.
जदनुध्यासिना युक्त्या कर्मदंश निबंधनम्
छिन्दन्ति कूलिदासस्य कूणपूज्य तथारति सुधारस्य वासुदेव तथार्थी श्यान महत्सेवया विद्या पुन्नति सन्निसेवना छिन्नताम सभता कृष्ण पुन्न सेवन कीर्तन हृदंतस्तु भद्राणी विधुनति सुहितकता नष्टप्राय शब्द्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नष्टि तदा रजस्तमो भावा कामलोभादयश्च इति चेत एतैरनाविष्टम् स्थितम् सत्य प्रसीदति एवम् प्रसन्न मनसो भगवद्भक्तिजोगतः भगवत्तत्त्वविज्ञानम् मुक्तसम्मत् जायते विद्यते विदयग्रन्थि छिद्यन्ति सर्वसंशया क्षियन्ति चास्त्रकर्माणि दृष्ट एवात्मनिष्करे ततो वै कवयो नित्यम् भक्तिम् परमया मुदा वासुदेवे भगवति कुर्वन्त्यात्मप्रसादने सत्यम् रजस्तम इति प्रकृते गुणास्त्वयि युक्तपरः पुरुष एक यः स्वधत्ते सिद्ध्यादये हरिविरिञ्चि हरेति सङ्गः श्रेयांसि तत्र खलु सत्त्वनोर्निनांसु पार्थिवाद्धारणो धूमस्तस्मादौनित्रयीमया तमसस्तु रजस्तस्मात् सत्तम् च ब्रह्मदर्शनम् भीजिरे मुनयथाग्रे भगवन्तम् मधोक्षजम् सत्तम् विशुद्धम् क्षेमाय कल्पन्ति जेनु तानिक मुमुक्षुर घोररूपान् इत्याभूपतिमत नारायणकला श्यान्ता भजन्ति धनसूय रजस्तमप्रतिपयौ समशीला भजन्ति वै पितृभूतप्रदेशाधी श्रेष च प्रयक्षत वासुदेव परा वेदा वासुदेव परामखा वासुदेव परा योगा वासुदेव परः क्रिया वासुदेव परम् ज्ञानम् वासुदेव परम् तपः वासुदेव परो धर्म वासुदेव परा गतिः स एविदम् ससज्जाकृत् भगवानासमाय सदसत् रूपया चासु गुणम् मय्या गुणो विभुः त्वया विरसितस्येषु गुणेषु गुणवानिव अन्तःप्रविष्टया भाति विज्ञानेन विजम्बित जताज्जवैतो भन्नि कारुषीकसजुनिषु नानेव भाति विश्वात्मा भूतेषु च तथा पुमा अतो गुणवै भावै भूतसुख्यर्व्यापति स्वनिर्मितेषु निर्दिष्टः पुंसे भूतेषु तद्गुणा भावयत्तेष सत्येन लोकान् वै लोकभावना लीलावतारम् प्रतो देवचिद्दिग्गम् नराविषु इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंसाम् संहितायाम् वैयासिक्याम् प्रथमस्कन्दे नैमिषीय उपाख्याने भगवत् अनुवर्णनम् नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः One chapter.
Thank you.
That's great. I have the sound of the explanation. I should be with this explanation.
Isn't the sound, though, as good as the explanation?
Yes. Hearing sound.
Although we don't know what it means, but it's
yes,
the sound.
Yes. Sound is that. That's the Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is acting. Completely.
What chapter is this on?
This is second chapter. First canto. Swami, and before speaking to the audience, is offering his respect to the spiritual master. To offer respect to anyone means to remember his qualification. Just like we sing, just like you offer respect to your spiritual master. What is the meaning? Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Three months of this Vedanta, Swami Nityananda. I offer my respectful obeisances to Swami Bhakti Vedanta, who is very dear to Krishna and has come before us to deliver. This is the meaning. So his qualification is described. Similarly, here also, Sutta Goswami is offering respect to his spiritual master, Sukadeva Goswami. And he is repeating the history of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami, just after taking birth from the mother's womb, immediately started, without staying for a moment. That she is the Brahmacharya. But a father that naturally is excellent. So, father saw this man, child immediately after birth is going away. How is that? My dear, why are you going? The very thing is, jam prabhadattam anupita upasthapityam. Sukadeva Goswami, who was going without any ceremonial function. Because after birth there is ceremony, there is namkaran, there are so many things to be done. And he didn't care for anything, any ritual. Immediately started. So, it is specifically in that sense that he began to start without observing any formality, any ritual. Immediately start. Jan prabhajanta manupita. Apeva krityam. Krityam means things which have to be done. Just like you are initiated, there are so many things to be done. So he didn't care for anything. Dvipāna virahakāsaraya juhāva. Dvipāna is father's name. Dvipāna Vyas. Krishna Dvipāna Vyas is father's name. So, virahakāsaraya. Too much affected. The son born and immediately is going. Let's see how much he is. My dear father, where are you going? Ajuhāva. He didn't care whether father or mother he is. That. Putre sitamayataya sarvara bhunedu. And there was vibration. He was passing through the jungle and the tree has been vibrated. He was asking, my dear son, and the vibration, my dear son, like that. Tama sarvabhuna, tam sarvabhuta ridanamuni mahan atosmi. So I am offering my respect to that saintly person. That means his qualification described and offered respect. And then next qualification, what is that? Just sanubhava makhila sudhidharam ekam. But that's a deep amatitar sudhan samon. And his other qualification is that he presented the gist, essence, substance of Vedic knowledge for the person who are eager to get out of the darkness of this material existence. Because it is satam samondam. samishalina kurumayaha. And Purana Vriham, this Srimad Bhagavatam, is called the Mahapurana. I mean today, the greatest history. Purana means history, old history. So Vriham, very confident, he explained this great confidential history for the people who are suffering the repeated birth and death. For them, Padma is so kind that he explains, samsarinam karunaya, karunaya out of compassion for the persons who are suffering continually birth and death. Tam vyasasunam upajami gurum maninam. So I offer my respect to that son of Vyasa who is spiritual master of many other saintly persons. Narayanam namaskritya naram caiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tatu jaya mudira. Now, after this is the process, here, first of all, he offered his respect to his spiritual master. Then, Narayana, yes. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God. Not first to the Supreme Personality of God, but first to the spiritual master. And then Narayana. Yes. Just as he was asking it through. Narayana namaskritta narancheyu narottama. Yes. Thank you. Naran Seva Narottamam Devim Sarasvati. Sarasvati, the goddess of learning. And Vyasa. And then Vyasadeva, who is the master of Vedic literature. One of the this is Vyasa. Tatu Jayamudra. Then he is he was questioned by the audience that what is the most important religion in this age? That was the first question. There are many types of religious principles, so what is the best one of this age? So he is replying that question. Munano sadhu pushtam bhavati lokamangala. You have put very nice question because you have put the question, what is the best religion for the people of this age? Just kita prasvatam prasvatam prasvatam. And you have you are very much anxious to understand the activities of Lord Krishna. It is very nice. By this discussion, everyone has become actually peaceful and satisfied. So the answer, what is the best religious principle, is answering. Tavai pumsa paro dhanma jato bhakti radokhari. My dear Brahmins, in that meeting, all the audience were great learned sages and Brahmins. So he is addressing them. So, that is the best form of religion. Which performing one becomes dedicated to devotional service of the Lord. Not religious formalities. One has to test by the result. Palena Purishya. You are Christian, I am Hindu, he is Mahamudan. That's all right. You are very good, I am very good, he is very good. But what is the result of your forming religion? Have you attained a love of God? simply I go to chat, I go to temple and I do all kinds of nonsense. I have love, no love for God, I have love for my Maya, and I go to prison. And that is useless. Religious principle means that it doesn't matter whether you are Hindu or Christian or Muslim or anything. It doesn't matter. That's just the balance. So we move the person. That sort of religion is nice, best, by which you can develop love of God. It doesn't mention that this religion is best, that religion is best. That religion is best, which helps somebody, the religionist, to develop love of God. You can see, if you put to test all kinds of religion in this formula of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll understand which religion is best. You haven't got to ask anybody. Simply by tasting, how much one has developed love of God, how much one has learned to love Krishna or God, is following any type of religion. If you get this result, then you have performed your religious principle very nicely. It is done. And what kind of love? Oh, it should be without any cause. Why love God? Because I want something from Him. Generally, they love God, distress, they want something by their Lord, and very unhappy, please help me. That is also good, that's not bad. That is accepted from what you done. But that is not pure love. Pure love means there is no reason. Why I am loving Krishna? Oh, there is no reason. I love Krishna. I want Krishna. This is love. That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you have got the chances, and in my first book, that Advaita has quoted that slogan in Krishna. Said, whatever you do, you are my law. I don't mind whether you put me into distress or you put me into happiness. And if you don't help me in realizing you, it doesn't matter. It's still I love. Whether I'm going to hell or heaven, it doesn't matter. But I love. Just like Cowper says, England with all life fault I love. This is love. This is material. Good. How is the Apratiyata? Apratiyata means that witness, I love Krishna, cannot be stopped. I could not love Krishna because I was busy doing this thing or that thing, or because so many reasons we can put forward. No. Love of Krishna cannot be stopped by any material. That is love. Nobody can say that for this reason I could not love Krishna. There is no reason, there is no impediment for anyone, any circumstance. So, any religious principle which helps a person to love Krishna and God in that way, without any reason, without any impediment, just like flow of the river. There is no impediment in this world which can stop the flow of the river, or the waves of the Pacific Ocean. There is no power in the material which can stop the waves going on. Similarly, that is the best type of that see how Bhagavad is given in description of religion. Religion, you are religious, you are very fast. How will you be dead? How much you have developed love of God? Without any reason, without any interest. This is the star. Vasudevi, Guru, become here. Yes. Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayajita, Janayat Tasu Vaidhartham, Jnanam Chajada Vaidhartham. Now, what is the purpose of religion? Why human society, in human society, why there is some sort of religion? The animals, they have not no religion. Therefore, a human society gives up the process of religion. It doesn't matter what religion he professes, it doesn't matter. He doesn't care for religion. That society is no better than animals. That is animal society. Because animals, they have not, there is no religion. Human society seems to have no religion. Must have some religion. It doesn't matter whether Christian or Buddhism or Hinduism. A human being must follow. That is the civilized, that is the behavior of civilized world. At the present moment, they are neglecting something. But in every country, either there may be temples or churches or mosques. People have a religious minded before these days. I was very much satisfied when I came to Lyon. Not only Lyon, first of all I went to Pittsburgh, Butler. In that Butler county, there were at least 1 dozen churches, very nice churches. That is small county. So I was very much satisfied. So, the American people are very brilliant. Well, these churches, and I saw, on Sunday, people are attending churches. And in Europe also I saw, they may understand and not understand, but that religious spirit is there. You are responding to my appeal, because you have got that spirit. Otherwise, why should you come and waste your time? So, religious principle must be there in the human society. And what is the purpose? Why? The religious principle means that this material life is not happy. And we are searching after happiness. So, real happiness is not in this world. You get any, Messiah, then Lord Jesus Christ or Buddha or Lord Chaitanya or Krishna or anyone, then nobody says that you make adjustment here and leave this. No. You know that. The religious principle means to know that this is not the place to live happy. This is the principal aim of teaching religion. We are trying to live here, making things nicely adjusted. Peace and prosperity. That will never be possible. This is Buddhist. So, religious means, religiously trained mind means he will know that this is not the place for me. I should draw my attachment for this place and what is my necessity? I am a spirit soul, I am not this body. Therefore, bodily necessities are not all my demands. I must have spiritual necessities also. So, all this means that I must give up my attachment for this body and I must develop my spiritual being. That is the purpose. So here it is stated, the Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayasita. All these religious principles can be achieved immediately if you place your love to Krishna. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means devotional. If you try to start a devotional service, Krishna, then all these principles of religion will automatically come. You will know that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Material attachment is useless for me. My real business is spiritual advancement of life. Everything will be clear if you simply execute devotional service of Krishna. Dharmasana Siddha Pumsa Vishakshina Kathasya. Again, one may execute very nicely his prescribed activities according to his religion. Very good boss. But if he does not develop to hear about Krishna or God, this propensity, just like you are sitting here, to hear about Bhagavad first. This is very nice symptom. You are developing to hear something from God or Krishna. These tendencies, therefore, somebody comes to hear, not all, because they have no development. Life is wasted. So, dharma sanstha, you may do your duty very nicely, but you may do very moralists, philanthropists, and so many, they are not questions. You may become everything. But if you have not that propensity to hear something about God, then all these are so evil, you are simply leveling. That means wasting time. Now, people are generally inclined to execute religious principles to make economic development. Just like in your Christian religion, they go to church and pray, oh God, give us our daily bread. And that is when economic development. Not only here, in India, the temple law, my dear Krishna, please keep my family well and become the economic class. Generally, people, they become religious. Therefore, modern politicians, they say, why do you go? They're just like the Russians. They say, why do you go to church for begging to give us something? Oh, you come to us, we can give you something great. The Bolsheviks, they make propaganda like this. They go to village and ask the village men, you break your church? God, you are not very bad. So, have you got your bread? No, sir. All right, pray to us. They have got a trap full of treasure. As much as you like. Don't do that. Or they will let them die like you. Because they are not intelligent enough to answer you, rascal, where from you have brought this bread from your father's house? Can you manufacture this bread in the factory, rascal? It is God's bread. But they are not intelligent. they cannot feel it. If they have presented to me, I would have at once said that, tell, this is not your father's bed. It is God's bed. You have stolen the property. You cannot manifest the bread as wheat. It is sent by God. That answer we have to give to this so-called communist and rascals, godless people. That you are not proprietor. You are all rascals. Everything belongs to God. That is Christmas. So we have to present scientifically. We have to present by reason, by argument. Not that if we say somebody you are rascal. No, you have to place the matter that he is rascal. Marcus says that for economic solution, a religion is not meant for economic solution. Economic solution is there. Either you be religious or not religious. In God's kingdom there is wheat, there is rice, there is water, the rainfall and the production, everything is there. There is food, there is flour. So either you be religious or not religious, it doesn't matter. Your economic problem is just logic. Just like in the prison house, they are all criminals. That does not mean they will starve to death. The government has all arrangements to feed them. Similarly, although this material world is prison house, all criminals are here. The remote, their personal care, those who do not care for God. But still, their fooding problem, their lodging problem is there by arrangement of everything is there. So Bhagavad says, Dharma Sri Yahapubankarsana, or Thayapubankarsi. Don't execute religious principles for making your economic problem solved. Then, will you have some money? Yes. Now what for? Not just the payment of some law, and even if you get money, that is not for your sense gratification. If you are really astray, a man of religiosity, then your money is not for self-benefits. As they are teaching our boys, they are working hard, they are getting money, and they are spending for Krishna. And because they wanted to, that why my energy spent for Krishna's cause is really utilized. And if I utilize my energy for self-gratification, so, if you get money, you must get money, but it is not meant for self-gratification. Then what is the treatment? So we have got senses. We have to satisfy. Yes. You have to satisfy. That's not for enjoyment. As far as you request. You request pudding? Yes. For my clinical body. Not for satisfying himself. This I want to eat, this I want to use, that I want to eat. No. Eat something. Just maintain your body. That's all. You see, just to keep yourself fit to work. Not that sleeping for 12 hours, 14 hours. No. Take that half a day. That's all. Then eating, sleeping, and defending, that's all you require. Defend yourself. Not to encroach upon others' property, just like people are having soldiers in other countries. You depend on your own country. That's right. Depend on your home, depend on business, it's not private. where now is it? If somebody comes to encroach upon your property, you kill him immediately. That is safe. But not kill unnecessarily. Just like all Jonah was taught, kill them. They have insulted your wife, they have encroached upon your property, they must be killed. That is an hour. But you can't be aggressive. Aharon is down. What? Sex life? Yes. Just get yourself married. And have sex life only for children, not for other persons. So, kama shanendriya priti. Kama means we have got some demands of the body. That is called kama, or lust. So that does not mean that we have to gratify the sense. As far as necessary, we shall utilize. Then the priti, then actually, kamas, that satisfaction of the senses should be allowed just to keep myself fit. I must be. Even if I become Krishna consciousness, I must work. So that is allowed. But what is your main business? Jivasya tattva vijñāsa mātra darsi upadhyayi. Your only business is to understand what you are, what God is, what is this world, what is your relationship. This is your main business. This is your main business. Not that you want money, and an employee for sense gratification, that is going on. In this material, is the way of life. Nobody is inquisitive to know what he is asking, very big businessman, or very rich man, or so-called advanced man. Yeah. Can you say what you are? What is your duty? Nobody can. So that is the main business. The jīvasya tattva jñāsa nātra jasīva bhavati. By the result of your activity, or your main activity should be inquiring about your spiritual existence. So, this is your inquiry. I think we can stop. Govindadaji? Where is Govindadaji? He said these two fruits of our Kali and this is Prasad.
Thank you for sharing.
Śrīmad-bhāgavatam mamanam punānam. You are talking about Bhāgavatam, read very carefully. All these things are already explained there. Correct. Yes.
Yes. Just one chapter
there. It's very nice. If you read one chapter of Bhāgavatam daily, it's very nice. You make it a point to read one chapter daily. It's very nice. So if you can do more, that's all right. Just like I ask everybody to chant 16 rounds, but if you can chant 1600 rounds, then why is it? It happens.
What I'm doing
is that we should make a regulation of our mind. That's so many times I chant, one chapter I can read, I shall go to the temple at this time. In this way, we must have routine one. That we get into practice. Yes, and Goswami, the six Goswamis, they were කොහොමද කියලා තේරුවා. ඉන්නේ සංඛා පුද්ගක නාම ගානන කිවි. දෙවක් that being regularly counting, just regular counting, 16 down. Not only chanting in that counting, but they were offering obeisances of my counting. The 100 times I shall offer my obeisance. This is regular routine.
Yes. When you talk about going through the spiritual mountain, you know, not directly to go to the spiritual mountain.
Yes.
Can you just tell me something about it?
Spiritual master is the representative of God, or Krishna. Just like if you work in some office, so there is one headman, representative of the proprietor of the company. He has to work under him. He, if you satisfy that person who is in charge of the department, that means you are satisfying the proprietor of the company. Is it clear? And he can give you direction how to work nicely because he is experienced. A boss. So, spiritual master is external manifestation of God. God is within and without. Within is his super soul. He'll give you, if you are sincere, he'll give you good counsel. You do like just dictation. Nowadays. That requires advancement of spiritual life. Then you get from within depression. The body is helping from within and without. Within as Paramatma and without as spiritual. Both. As soon as you are sincere, then God will send you to somebody who is his bona fide representative. If you get help from me, and help within and without, just like a person, when a boy is going to school, he is getting training in the school as well as home, both sides, then his chance is very good. So, we have to test both ways, from inside, from outside. You are doing something in the service of the Lord. How you know that you are doing it properly or improperly? This will be known from the spiritual master. If he says, it is all right, then it is all right. If he says, it is not good, then it is not good. Just like the same way, the office, the officer in charge, if he satisfies your work, that means you are satisfied the government or the supreme company or anything, with whom you have no direct connection. Just satyatara bhagavat-prasad. That what he said, that if you satisfy your spiritual master, that means you are satisfied Krishna. And if you have not satisfied your spiritual master, then you must know that you are, what is called, there is no talking to whereabouts, about your whereabouts, what you are doing. Navati kutubi. Therefore, dhyayapustubhantasya jasasthi sattam, pandi gurasthi chanam. So, spiritual master is necessary. And his direction is necessary. That is the system of the happy succession. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna is surrendering. He was Krishna's friend. Why he surrendered himself? Now your disciple. You see, in the Bhagavad Gita. He had no necessity.
Yes, but not man talking, sitting, eating together. It's still he has separate perspective, still must. That is the way. That is the system. To understand. It is just the getting mentioned. System be humble. I am your disciple now. System be humble. Sarvan Prapannam. You kindly describe. And then we are teaching the world. Unless one becomes a sishya, a disciple, it is prohibited and not to respect. Not to respect in instruction is useless. That is the system. We are respecting in the class because there are two disciples who have taken how to learn from me. Otherwise, I have no business to teach the public. The public may come. So the actual interest is to teach my disciples. But that is secondary. For the public, secondary. My real business is to teach the disciples. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam was meant for Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadev Goswami is disciple. But there are many others present, they also have.
Yeah. Well, how can we begin to serve you so that you will be pleased?
Let me just tell you later. Do you think I am not pleased?
I don't know. Huh?
Oh, you might not hear. How can you say that I am not pleased? I don't know it, that I am not pleased.
Well, we cause you so much anxiety and
everything.
We cause you so much anxiety due to our fall.
Therefore, I am pleased with you. When I have given up all my anxieties of the sons and daughters who is born by my body, and when I am taking anxieties for you, that means I am pleased with you. I am a student.